Hi guys, so today's podcast is going to be with Azzedeen, who has had a great success story with the YouTube channel sponsor ODYS. Now he's went out, got a domain name, had his content strategy and everything in place, and used quite an aggressive strategy in terms of content to get that traffic boner that everyone wants. So here is my interview with Azzedeen.
Hi everyone. So my name is Azzedeen. So I'm going to share with you my journey with actually ODYS, why I choose ODYS to buy my domains, and why I cut, let's say, all the BS that's out there. Now there are a lot of, you know, guys, there are a lot of services over there selling expired domain, auction domain, and anything like that. Actually, personally, I tried some of them. I wouldn't say the names, but most of them, sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it works, but it's not as expected comparing to ODYS. So when it comes to ODYS, I save a lot of time in going on expireddomain.net or anything service than trying to find out if the domain is spammed, if it has a lot of or good backlinks, because some of them, they hide even the backlinks. And sometimes even with all the tools that you have, you name all the tools that you have, and sometimes you don't find them. They use even the techniques to redirect the domains, and you can't even find it. So there are a lot of stuff that you have too. So what I use, like I said, I always go with ODYS because it makes it easier for me. And the thing that it makes it even better for me is the trust. When I go through their list of the domains, you find the domains that you are looking for in the niche that you are looking for. ODYS is really, how can I say, is straightforward, and they are honest in what they are doing. They will not tell you that, oh, the domain will skyrocket your earnings or anything like that. Listen, if you are going to spend $2,000 in a domain or $3,000 or whatever price is, if you don't do the work, hey, don't blame the other company that sold you the domain, because you are not doing the work. That's all. There's nothing, you know, there's no magic bullets or whatever you're reading online or whatever, because 95% of it is BS. So you have to do your work. And one thing I always say, forget about the passive income, because if you don't put the work in, you will not get that passive that you are looking for. So stop that passive. You have to erase in this 2021 the word passive, work on it. Then maybe when you build up some income and all of that, maybe let's say you can put it passive, but still you have to work on it. So going back to their domains, actually lately they are changing the design of the website, the branding, anything like that. They have several options. You know, when you go into their marketplace, you can purchase the domain right away. And the good thing is, listen, guys, this is the best service I have. It's not because I'm having the shirt of ODYS here, but it just the customer service, they get back to you right away. As soon as you purchase the domain, you get an email from them, so you can discuss any issues you may have, and the transfer of the domain to your own register or makes it really easy. It's not painful at all. So all that timing and time consuming, if you buy it from another provider, you have to go to their customer service. Sometimes they have even chat bots that you have to wait for an answer. Hey, I want my domain to be transferred. I can't do it. I have to launch the website because I already have all the planning for the article. So I can just sit here for 1 week to be transferred. Obviously, there are some registers, they take a week because they're scared if the domain was hacked or stolen or anything like that. I understand that, but with ODYS, all that it's gone. So,
it's a process. I've personally bought some domains as well from ODYS or ODYS or whatever you want to call them. Now, obviously, for people watching this podcast, they're going to think, so why spend $2,000 there against, you know, expireddomains.net? Now, obviously, you've done both of these, and we obviously know that ODYS, good customer service, the domain transfer is quick, and all of that stuff. But, you know, obviously, for me, ODYS also give you a logo. They also give you a very clear dashboard which shows you all the referring domains. They do check if it's been spammed to death. They do check if it's got any trademarks against it. But doing all of that on an expired domains.net domain name, you've clearly done it. Have you run into problems before blindly buying them? Can you give an example of that actually happened to you?
Yeah, when it comes to expired domains, like I said, I tried some services. You buy the domain with sometimes a good backlink, then after a month, you see all those backlinks are going away. So it could be a PBN, I'm not quite sure. But again, if I don't trust the service, I will not keep testing their domain till I will find the good one. So if I see that the domains the backlink are dropping, there's something wrong with their service. So it doesn't make sense to me. Obviously, even if you buy it on Otis, you get, let's say you bought an auto niche domain. Obviously, some companies, if they have a SEO agency, they will notice, oh, you guys are still pointing to this website. This website is not what it was supposed to be before, or it changed. Well, that makes sense, but obviously you're not just going to sit after getting a good domain from Otis and you will not build the links anymore. The advantage is you already have a good backlinks that maybe it's for a year or a year and a half that will help you to rank and cash or make money as fast as you can because of the Google sandbox. I know some people don't believe in sandbox, but with a good backlinks and strong domain, you already saved your 3 to 6 months that you know already if the website will work or not. And if, put it this way, if you put the pricing of the domains, the backlinks, the hassle of acquiring the backlinks, all of that, and you buy a domain for $3,000, tell me how much money you already saved.
Yeah, you can't buy money, you can't buy time back. And I think time is a massive drain in all of our lives. You know, we don't have time for all that messing about, and it's how much you value your time, but also grabbing that competitive advantage when starting out a new project. You want to be using something that's aged, that's brandable, that works, and it's not been spammed to death. Now, obviously, you've done this in recent times with ODYS. Now, I know we can't disclose your domain name for obvious reasons, but I'd like to dig a little bit deeper into that story. So, obviously, you've got a massive success with this whole process. You're an experienced marketer, and you know what you're doing. So, you've bought this new domain name from ODYS. It's all, you get it gets transferred, blah, 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 blah. Now, I just want to go through the process. When you're looking at this whole process and you're analysing a project, now, I know you can go on ODYS and you can buy an outdoor website, an SEO website, whatever you want. Now, before you buy the domain, are you thinking about the project itself and mapping out the content? Do you have that plan already? And then you just seek the domain name, and then quickly, as soon as the domain name's transferred over, you get your content and everything else put on there right away. Is that pretty much how you do it, or is there another way?
Yeah, basically, that's the process. But as the platform is, when you get in, sometimes you become addicted, right? So let's say I'm looking for an outdoor domain. Obviously, before buying it, I will check all the competition, if it's hard to rank and all of that. When everything is set up, I know I can go into this niche. I jump into Otis and look for a domain if I can find one. But even if you don't find one, it's easy to request. They have the service that you add not a fee and the amount of $500 or it depends. So you put it there, so they will look for that domain that you are searching for. So you are not just looking at the marketplace itself. If there is no domain, then you can't take your project to the next level. you can pay in advance 500 balls and they will look for the domain and they will work really hard on it to get the domain that you are looking for. But yes, before purchasing it, I do all the planning, keyword research, what's out there on the 10 top website on Google. Another thing is there any trending in the niche? If we can start the article with the trending topics, because it makes it a bit easier. Instead of, let's say, you want to write about reviews or whatever, a buying guide about tents, but there is a new thing with, let's say, a solar tent. So let's start with that because it's easier to rank rather than just following the same old school is going with the same keywords that ranking on the top 10 Google. And obviously your best friend is Google Trends. I know there are a lot of other tools out there that are trying to mimic Google Trends, but let's put it this way, everyone gets their data from Google. There's no way to get it from somewhere. Even getting all that data from other agencies, they sell you the data, but still it's always coming from Google's mouth. When the planning is all done, I jump on Odys, I look for the domain. If I can't find it, I request to be searched.
Obviously, you've got your plan of with content written ready to go.
Not before getting the domain.
Right. I've seen your graph on Ahrefs, and I will put that on this video, that graph where you've got a massive spike, you know, in terms of growth. And I was just curious, how was that spike so aggressive? Was that because the content was lashed on very quickly, or you're a fast mover? I just want to know how quickly you take action.
Oh, yes. Before doing that, I have already around 50 to 100 articles as a content brief. So as soon as the domain is gone, boom, the writer will just write because everything is set. Keywords, content brief. I add even videos to for the writer to learn more about the content. It makes it really easier. So anything is set before even jumping to post the articles. Pictures, anything related to content, SEO, video, I already said it, images, all that is already set. So when the domain is purchased, let's say I put maybe 2 days or 3 days for, it depends on the register when they transfer the domain. So while we are waiting for that, if it's a week or a day, those articles, they are already set in another domain in the draft of WordPress. So as soon as that is done, just copy and paste. Yeah. We do it that way too. So
I was just curious because the speed at which you got that, you know, the keywords and the traffic up. Was quite phenomenal. I was just curious to know your strategy on that. Now, for other people, if someone's watching this and they say, right, that's a good plan, I get what he's done, he's been really fast, he's done his research before he got the domain name, everything else. Now, how do we get content fast? Are you outsourcing that? Where are you getting the images from? Like, are you even doing all of this work, or are you outsourcing all of this stuff?
Yeah, for the images, what we do is obviously your first resource is Google. On Google, even if you go, if you use the settings, you can get free images. Obviously, we take maybe 5 or 10 images. We tweak them a bit. So we put them, let's say, 10 products, we put them in one image. Let's say, for example, Bosch, Panasonic, just throwing brands there. And put them all together in one picture. So we do some tweaking on the pictures, but for the articles, a lot of people go with the buying guides. Actually, what I'm noticing is even if you target brands, it depends on the brand, because maybe the brand can come back to you and say, hey, why are you writing about our brands? We don't want you to write about our brands. But it's just about the product, and you are maybe writing about the products on their website. So it's the same way when you do it on Amazon, but on another e-commerce website. So you just write about the brands, let's say the best brands for biking, or best brands for cars or whatever, but you don't throw in inside the affiliate products right there, but you can add some, you know, permalink or anchor links or whatever inside. So people click on them and definitely they end up buying. So those kind of articles, they rank faster than buying guides. And the traffic was just flowing. And lately I just noticed it doesn't even have to just go with the buying guides. Lately I discovered actually a mechanic in the US. I will drop here the domain. They skyrocket their traffic from 0 to 30,000 in just a little. And that's a mechanic. You can check it out. I noticed they are pointing a lot of their Google Maps. I'm not into local business. I don't work with businesses. I don't like to work with businesses. I'm sure a lot of people likes it. I don't, because it's time consuming, but everyone has their own process and all of that. I respect that, but I'm not into that. So as an example, this website went from 0 to 30K a month for a mechanic shop. That's amazing. You can check it out. You will find a lot of things that they did. If you want to
And it obviously will be on screen as well. So yeah, they've got some very, very decent growth there. So I mean, that is a serious spike up. Now, what also concerns me, not concerns me greatly, but what concerns me is they actually don't look to be building any links to that website. That spike is just there. So is that all content based?
Yeah, because if you go to their website and you put it through archive.org, so you will see that they did a lot of changes on the layout of the website. They did some interlinking. I didn't dig into it a lot, but yes, there are a lot of content added that has to generate that traffic. So that's just a mechanic that is going after something which is basic, which is creating a good content and optimizing, doing the on-page to optimize the website to get that traffic. Yeah, you will take some time to check it out. But
insane. Like on the 15th of January on Ahrefs, they had 46 hits, and then on the 18th of January went up to 25,000. So in the space of 3 days, they have got, boom, that's as good a traffic bonus as you're ever likely to see. Remarkable.
Yeah, if you notice all their images, if you click on their article, you see their address, right? The business address. And if you see on the code, they are pointing actually to the Google Maps. So I think that it's helping them a lot to be recognized by Google as the right spot. Yeah. And if you see their, I'm not quite sure if I'm logged in into Ahrefs, but if you see their best pages or the keyword that they rank for, it will give you an idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. People have a look at this if you've Ahrefs open while you're watching, and you will see exactly what he's talking about. But you know, these things are remarkable, and that is one that doesn't have DR, doesn't have any link building on. Now, obviously, what you have done, going back to your story, is you've taken an aged brandable domain name, you've got that growth, you've done your clever content strategy, you're outsourcing it, you're getting all of this stuff done, Are you building links as well?
No, I didn't. Every website, when I see it has a good backlinks, I don't touch it at all. I just leave the backlinks as they have been done by the owner, the previous owner. No, to be honest, I don't build the links anymore. With those links, it's more than sufficient to give the signals to Google and just do the interlinking. No, don't ask me about the backlinks, where to get them. I don't do it at all. And just with the on page and the interlinking, and it just keeps growing. Yeah, it depends. Obviously, it depends on the niche. I'm not going to say, hey, don't build links, because you know that the links, backlinks are almost number one to ranking in this stuff. But remember, markets are different. US market is different from Japan, from France, from UK, from, you know? So,
would you say then, reading between the lines of what you've said, obviously, I don't even know what your website is that you've got the success on. Now, I've seen the graphs and all that stuff, and what I'd love to know, is this a very niche market that you're in, non-competitive? Is that right to assume that?
It's a beauty website. It's a beauty niche. So beauty, there will be always products, always a product that's trending on the market. So you have just to look for the right keyword or the right product that it's trending, and you just target it before anyone else does.
This, you scale your stuff up. What is the main purpose of doing this? Is it to resell the website, flip it on for a much bigger profit, or do you sit on these websites and take the monthly residual income? What is your overall strategy?
Yeah, I do both. I keep some websites just to keep getting the cash flow. And some of them, I flipped them. Last year, I flipped one. It wasn't a big deal. But this January, I'm already having two to be flipped. And I already got an offer in less than a week. I'm pretty sure by the end of January, it will be sold, because the offer is on the table. But yeah, I keep both. I keep a website. They're really, really strong. I know they are not going nowhere. So they keep just sending the cash flow that I need. But some of them, I just flip them, because sometimes you don't have to get attached so much to them, or you will be like, oh, no, I want to let it go. So from the beginning, you have to set it straight that you're going to sell the website. You will not keep it, or you get attached to it.
So any other you sit on long term, you're still not building any backlinks. Those links that were initially there are enough to keep that website going for a number of years. Is that?
Because the backlink is still alive. They didn't delete them, anything like that. So why should I build the links to it? Maybe if you create another page, another article, but before creating that, you have to think about the old articles if they can link to the new one. Right? So as soon as you post the article, you link it to it, and it will create, the interlinking from the old article to the new one. So for the Google crawler, it's easier, or the spider can crawl it easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Now, going back to the content side of things, would you ever, on your new domain that you've got from ODYS, ever use the content that's on the Wayback Machine? Do you just simply go in and attack the domain name with your new content, or do you ever repurpose anything from the Wayback Machine?
Before, I don't republish the old content. I know a lot of people do it. First, I don't know if those articles have been ranking. Maybe Google doesn't like them. I don't know. So if the page has a backlink to it, yes, I can create something not similar to the old content, but better, and to change the whole thing. Almost even the keyword they were targeting was maybe wrong or something. So repurposing the whole article. Yeah. If I do that, sometimes I do it, but I don't really do that.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Do you put the old website back up? So it'd be safe to say if there was a link pointing to the internal page, you will repurpose that internal page, but you'll just do that page better and maybe target a few keywords.
Yeah, or what I do is just put the domain on Cloudflare first with the DNS pointing to the to my hosting. To test it if that article will really get clicks or not. If not, I would just then change the DNS. I would just keep hosting the article, the website on my hosting, and just delete the article.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's really hard to find if those articles were getting enough traffic, even through Ahrefs. It gives you some data that they got traffic, and sometimes it's not. Maybe it's a bot, maybe they bought traffic, I don't know. So I can't really measure it, and there's no accuracy in those tools. So this is on my own. If it works, then I just keep it on Cloudflare as the whole redirecting stuff. But if it doesn't work, just delete the article and just stay on my domain. And on my hosting. And the hosting, they have their the CDN and everything. So I'm okay with that. But again, to redo the articles, it's up to everyone. So it always comes to testing it. You can't someone said this, so I will do it. No. Me personally, whatever I read online, I take maybe just 5% of whatever I read online because it's all tests. Maybe it worked for this guy, but it will not work for me because there are a lot of factors. Every domain is different. Every backlink is different. Every design is different. So.
Oh, I totally agree. I think you've got to just do your own thing and see what works, and that's what makes the world go round. But if someone's watching this and they think, right, I really like this guy's strategy, it seems sensible, plausible, and they maybe want to get involved, from buying the domain name from ODYS to actually making money, what is your average turnaround? How long does it actually take you to generate revenue using that? Because I would say it's quite a fairly aggressive, well thought out strategy that you use. How quickly are you earning from these websites?
How fast?
How quickly do you earn actual revenue from a new website, from buying the domain from ODYS to actually getting your first dollar? How quickly can you do that?
Yeah, so the last domain that I got from ODYS, the one that you saw the ranking, well, the graph of the traffic growing up, that domain, it took maybe 5 months that it's already generating $2,000 a month. Yeah, that was let's say exceptional domain. It wasn't hard at all. I don't know why Google loves it that much, but
so 5 months and you
$2,000 a month.
Jeez. Yeah. And you don't have to tell me this. This might be a question that you don't want to ask, and I don't want to know what you bought the domain for or anything like that, but can you give us a ballpark figure between paying for the content and everything else as well as the domain name? What was your initial investment in that whole process to then make £2,000 a month?
For that one, I will keep trying to put more content, but not heavily, maybe 2 articles a week or 3 articles a week. Then I will stop maybe for 2 months. I will see how the website keeps growing. Then in that case, some of them maybe, I don't know if you guys are doing it, but try to contact the sellers on Amazon that you have their product that you are selling a lot. Mm-hmm. You can contact them and get an extra commission for them. So if Amazon is giving you just 4% or 5%, okay, you approach the other guy or the company who's selling the product, that you have to prove them that you are selling a lot, you can cut the deal with them, and they can give you 10, 15% more. And some of them don't try to fool them, because they already know that Amazon is giving just 4%, 5%. So you can just go there, hey, I will give you 20%, or I'm going to post or publish another product that it will take the sales from you. Some of them, you can't really fool them and say, they will say, you know what, yeah, go away. We don't need you. So we have our product selling a lot on Amazon, so we don't need you. So just give away maybe a small fee. So if they tell you 10% and you got 4% from Amazon, don't be greedy. That's 14%. So you just doubled or tripled your income. So yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work 100%, but of all the emails I send, or finding, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to find a phone number or an email address of that company, but some, let's say 25%, that works. Not 100%. Yeah, you will get a lot of rejection or emails that they weren't answered, but yeah, 25% works. So
just so I've clarified this, so you're selling really well through an Amazon affiliate. You approach them direct and say, I want 10%. They agree. Does your affiliate link then point to their actual website, and you're cutting Amazon out the mix?
Yeah, you just create an affiliate ID just for that product. So you're selling mattresses and you want to promote this, let's say Mattress Craig. So you create your affiliate ID on Amazon, Mattress Craig, and that's it. So they will see all the sales and everything. Then you just invoice them at the end of the month, and they send you the payment. And if you ask me how they pay you, we use just TransferWise. It's easy. One day you get your money in your account, and that's it. And you don't have even to provide them your account number or anything like that. Through TransferWise, you just give them the email, just like PayPal. So you just give them the email and they send you the money, and that's it.
Interesting. I actually never heard of that one being done before. That's a clever bit.
Because some people, I know there are a lot of platforms that you signed for the affiliate program. Then lately, what they are doing, some companies, because of the crisis of COVID and everything, they just stop paying or disappear or anything like that. But with Amazon, at least I'm getting the 4% of Amazon. Even if the guy just stopped paying me, I know I'm getting the 4% from Amazon still. And if he doesn't pay anymore, I would just switch. I would just remove his affiliate ID from there, and that's it. It's easy. It saved me money. Yeah, it's just a click. But if you are on another platform, you have to contact the platform. Why the other guy is not paying? Blah blah. It's for me to optimize the time is very important.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not making 20% of the product, but I'm making 10%. But the 10% difference, I'm putting that time in other project instead of wasting my time back and forth with emails and anything related to that.
Smart working. So is there any other tips before we wrap up that you want to share that might help the audience if they're going to buy from ODYS and launch a website like this? Is there any other cool little tips that we've maybe not touched on yet?
Yeah, well, if you don't have that much time, let's say, to acquire writers or to write the content or anything related to build the website, I think they have even a service. I even done it myself. They will build the website plus the domain from scratch. And even the prices are not that high, so it's affordable to, if you don't have time to do it yourself.
Yeah. No, that's a great option, especially for someone like you who does the research and just wants to hit the ground running very, very quickly. Just get them to sort the, well, give you the training and just do a done for your affiliate website, just to allow you to then load up your content strategy and take full advantage of the domain name and the backlink that it's got. So going forward with yourself, how many new websites are you building a year? How many new domains are you invested in?
Yeah, like I said before, sometimes I'm looking for to buy an outdoor domain, then I see all these domains and I go through them one by one. And, oh, this is interesting. Let's do some digging in this niche. Maybe there's something interesting. Then I find all this, a lot of keywords that are easy to rank. Then I just, you know what? I'm going maybe to buy this domain, then create the whole content brief from zero. But obviously the risk is you have to buy it right away because someone can just buy it and you waste the time creating all that that content brief and everything. So yeah you have to be fast. Right now I'm building this 2021. I'm building two more websites to flip them maybe at the end of the year. So yeah.
So that's a good job.
Oh yes, that's 100%. That's my daily job. When I started it was 16 hours a day, nonstop.
Yeah,
like just wherever job, when I was working, obviously, whatever check I get, I put in the business. It was a high risk, but it worked. Because if you don't feel the risk, maybe you will not put as much work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so said you were doing 16 hours a day, obviously working smart, outsourcing stuff. How many hours a day are you doing now?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last word.
How many hours per day do you actually do now?
How many what? Sorry?
How many hours do you work per day?
Oh, hours per day? Yeah. That's a good question. For me, this work life, it's like an addiction. It's, let's say, some kind of drug. Because it somehow is a passion, not just for the money, it makes it easy for me to not get tired. I can wake up. I wake up sometimes at 4 in the morning, at 5. So what I do, I just read some stuff about SEO, watch some videos and all of that. Then I start my day. I work maybe 12 hours, 14 hours, sometimes 0 hours. I just wake up and say, you know what? I'm going for a drive. I'm not going to work today. Obviously, you have a VA. You have someone who will upload the articles. You have all that kind of stuff. You can't just sit and watch. But yeah, the timing for me, for example, weekend, I don't remember what weekend is. Sometimes it's Monday, sometimes it's, but there is no time frame or an exact day that I have the same hours of work. Again, I can work 2 hours. The next day I will work 16 hours. Today I will work 1 hour, next day, nothing. So it depends.
Yeah, no, interesting that you've got that flexibility. That's what we all want. If you want flexibility and a good work-life balance, then you have that.
Yeah, and the good thing, wherever you go, you need just your laptop and the internet connection. That's all. Nothing else.
That's it. Easy. Now, if anyone ever does want to reach out to you, because obviously when people watch this podcast, they'll be like, oh, I love Azzedine. Where is the best place to get a hold of you?
Well, you can send me a message to Facebook because I don't really have an actual website where I share tips or anything related to that. I'm somehow like a private guy. I just, you know, I'm not into, how do you call it, into blogging or seeing me everywhere on the internet. Oh, that guy, he made it. No, I'm not that guy. I just keep it for myself and help other people. But yeah, you can just find me through Facebook. Maybe I will just put it here.
I will have below the video when it goes live anyway. If you
do,
want to reach out to Azzedine. He is a very helpful guy, obviously very successful in what he does. We have actually met in person. He doesn't hide all the time. He actually flew all the way from Canada to Milan to meet up with myself and a few other guys in the industry. So he does get out and about as well. And that was probably one of the last events I actually got out to. That was last year, November, I think it was. The second last event I got to, and then COVID happened. So, but you do get out and about as well, and I think that's also a great thing. You do go out and spend money and invest in yourself and continuing to learn, and people can learn from you and you know, watch and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you're doing a lot of good stuff. You can add him on Facebook, he's a very approachable guy, but thank you very much for taking the time to come on and share some of your tips and advice. If you guys are watching, you can check out ODYS in the link below as well. They are the guys we've been talking about where you get age domains or done for your affiliate websites. Do check it out. And as Azzedine said, you don't have to necessarily go for something on the marketplace. They can actually find domain names for you as well. So put some money in there, tell them what you're looking for. They will use their skills, expertise, and everything else that they've got to find you what you need to buy and flip websites like Azzedine and have the life of a king. So thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.